We'll keep across all the details coming out of the summit, but let's talk about this. George mentioned it, I mentioned it. Millions of people around the world may be experiencing slow internet speeds due to what's being called the biggest cyber attack in history. Why? The reason? Well, it is a spat, a bit of a war, between a web host company called Cyberbunker and a UK-based company called Spamhouse. It's now reported to be affecting the whole internet. The UK company Spamhouse is trying to stop the Dutch firm, Cyberbunker, from flooding the internet with unwanted spam email. Confused? Yeah, we are a little bit. The BBC's technology correspondent, Rory Kethlin-Jones, is going to explain it to us. Rory, great to have you with us. Rory, what is... Break it down for us laymen. I mean, what's going on here? Who's attacking who?
Well, here's the deal. Spamhouse is an organisation which runs basically a blacklist of companies that it accuses of sending spam across the internet. Its list is used by other companies around the world to try and stop the flow of unwanted emails. And one of the companies it listed, it's accused now of mounting a huge cyber attack upon it. And this is called a distributed denial of service attack. What it does basically is send vast amounts of traffic across the internet, took the site down. It's back up again, but the sheer volume of the attack has caused real worries on the internet, and some experts are saying that it's spreading wider. It's not just the one company affected, that it's affecting the whole sort of motorway system of the internet is in danger of being clogged up due to a particular weakness in the whole structure of the way the address system on the internet works.
Oh, I'm glad you said that, because one technician described the technique which uses a known flaw, I'm assuming that's what you're referring to, in the internet's basic plumbing, and it describes what it's doing, what this Cyberbunker is alleged doing. It's using a machine gun, mowing down a whole crowd, and yet the intent is to try and kill just one person.
Exactly. What often happens is attackers take over computers around the world, sometimes without their owners, or usually without their owners being aware, use those computers to flood the target with traffic until they can take it no more. What's unusual about this, because these attacks are quite common, is the sheer volume of it and the effect it's having on the basic plumbing of the internet. And some experts are saying it's highlighted a flaw in that plumbing which needs to be sorted.
And that sheer volume, I've also been reading, it's been described like the internet version of using a nuclear bomb. But, you know, again, for us laymen, you go, hang on, is there not a UN of the internet? Is there not a body or an organisation that can prevent these two from going head-to-head or something like that?
Well, there are various organisations, but the whole beauty, in a way, of the internet is it's grown up without too much regulation. That's allowed it to flourish. But when things like that happen, it does highlight certain weaknesses. Right at the top end, the top level of addresses, that level of the internet is pretty secure, pretty safe. It's slightly lower down, and in some of the servers that are vital to the running of the internet are not quite set up in a way that can make these attacks ineffective. And lots of people are seeing this as a wake-up call to people to start sorting that out.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Rory, great stuff. Thanks for breaking that down for us. We appreciate your time. Rory Kethlin-Jones, the BBC's technology correspondent there, doing that.